Radio Moments. We start this week in 1999 and the last regular afternoon show on Radio 2 for Ed Stewart, for a time at least.
Our unlucky winner today and a little bag of Radio 2 goodies going to Ted Coltman of Churton Grove, King's Heath in Birmingham. He wanted a record to celebrate his birthday today and for his friend Ella Manning, whose birthday was on November the 3rd, but no luck with the request, but instead one or two little goodies on their way to you. Ted Coltman of Churton Grove, King's Heath in Birmingham. Well, our last request now, and our daughter Caroline.
Ed Stewart, who left Radio 2 Afternoons this week 17 years ago. Ed went on to commercial radio before returning to Radio 2. Of course, he died earlier this year. Ed was replaced at Radio 2 by Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Hello. This is Steve here on Radio 2. How you doing there? All right. So nice to be back with you. I just can't tell you. Partly cloudy, partly sunny, scattered thunder showers. The pollen count is low.
Steve Wright, who debuted on Radio 2 Afternoons this week 16 years ago. The same show had been aired on Radio 1 for 13 years. Now, Radio 4's never been a jingles station, has it? And it has fewer sig tunes of late, too, I've noticed. But this week, 43 years ago, it got a new station theme to start the day. It was called the Skipping Theme. This picture in my mind of Robert Robinson skipping to that. It's a wonderful sight. The Skipping Theme, which arrived at Radio 4 this week in 1973, it lasted 5 years. Written actually by Fritz Spiegel, who went on to arrange the familiar UK theme. Now, if you think that commercial radio calling all its stations by the same name is a new thing, then think again. Here's a story from 1964. The first UK pirates were Radio Caroline and Radio Atlanta. And 52 years ago, the companies behind those stations, Project Atlanta and Planet Productions, announced they were to merge, with Crawford and Ronan O'Reilly becoming joint MDs.
There he is, everybody. Mr. Jimmy Dean with Big John. Big Bad John. Say, you ought to see the North Sea today. Where the Radio Atlanta is anchored, it's a beautiful thing. It's just as calm as a grass lawn or carpet. It's so calm, it looks like that you could lay your blanket down and lay down on it. It's just that beautiful. It's a beautiful sea today.
The wonderful Radio Atlanta from the MV Mi Amigo, moored 3.5 miles off Frinton. The station was on air for just a couple of months. It became Caroline South. Now, this week was a big one for radio in York. This week in 83, it got its BBC station at last.
I have the greatest pleasure in the honour, and it is an honour, and knowing that it will fulfil a vital function in this county.
Day one was a mixture of the most amazing excitement and anticipation, and also the jitters and of nerves, there's no doubt about that, because one thing that we knew by then about local radio is that you only get one shot at it.
Radio York on air this week in 83, and that same week, but in 1992, commercial radio arrived.
The Minster FM has come to York today!
This is Yorktown crier John Redpath wishing Minster FM all the best. May they play some great records.
Thank you, John, and happy birthday to radio in York of all kinds. The first disc jockey in the United Kingdom made his debut this week in 1927. His name, Christopher Stone.
This is the national programme. Christopher Stone will present a regular programme of gramophone records. Now here is Christopher Stone with the first programme.
Good afternoon. I'd like to be able to bring this bunch of records to you. Now I'm going to put on another of Sanderson's ballads, As I Sit Here, sung by the Negro pianist and singer Leslie Hutchinson. Now you may hate it, but I hope you won't.
He was pretty good, wasn't he? And no name-check a cappella either. Christopher Stone, who presented his first ever record programme on the BBC this week in 1927. He later left for Radio Luxembourg and then Radio Lyon before returning to Auntie, where he created a bit of a rumpus when he wished the King of Italy a very happy birthday. We were at war at the time. His boss was sacked and there was a call for tighter control over programmes, and I suspect the cry, Who's Complying, Christopher Stone, rang out around Broadcasting House. This week in 1943 saw the launch of a radio network for the GIs scattered across Europe. It was relayed over a host of transmitters, and the early broadcast came from London.
Serving freedom in Europe, this is Democracy on a Dial, a voice among the mute, a radio station in olive drab.
Our troops at AFN, they all consider themselves to be broadcasters first and soldiers second. And the command considered them to be soldiers first and broadcasters second.
The voice of Corporal Sil Binkin, who became the first American Forces broadcaster. The station was enjoyed over here too, and in later years, Van Morrison tried to tune in from Northern Ireland.
For Luxembourg, Luxembourg, Athlone, Budapest. AFN.
It's 41 years this week since commercial radio arrived in Nottingham.
Billy Paul, July. I'll go along with that. Good morning, sleepyheads. How are you this morning? Weather today, continuing mainly dry, sunny periods, becoming warm this afternoon. Temperatures nearing 24.
The IBA limits commercial radio to 9 minutes advertising in any given hour. There are a few hours, of course, where all 9 minutes is sold, particularly at this time of year. This is a very quiet time of year for the advertising business.
9 minutes an hour. Good grief. The programme controller there was Bob Snyder. The first presenter was John Peters. So, with Tony Blackburn leaving BBC London for Capital Gold 28 years ago...
Radio London, the class of music radio, your darling power, 94.9 FM stereo.
Kid Jensen celebrating his 66th birthday.
Drive time till 7, the kid at the controls.
Woman's Hour, moving from Radio 2 to Radio 4 43 years ago.
I always visualised the poor, wretched housewife, her morale probably at the lowest, round about 2 o'clock in the afternoon when she had the washing up and lunch to do.
And the BBC Trust rejecting plans to close Six Music 6 years ago.
And of course we want to say a huge thank you to all of you for all of the incredible support you've given us.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio Moments!